Very much to give me the opportunity to learn to speak a little bit about the Bhagavad Gita. They asked me to say something about verse 19 of chapter 14, the three modes of material nature. I will start to situate chapter 14 in the whole Bhagavad Gita. In fact, it starts the first time that they speak about the three modes of material nature that I found was in verse 13:6. There, Krishna says, I will look up the verse, they are talking about the five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the senses and the mind. And in fact, chapter 14 is an explanation of the unmanifested. We can see in chapter 14 that Krishna explains, give more information about the unmanifested three modes of material nature. And he says that this is very important information. In verse 2 of chapter 14, Krishna starts to say, by becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation or disturbed at the time of dissolution. And in fact, before I go to verse 19, I will give an overview of chapter 14. And chapter 14, you can divide in four big parts. Just to situate where we are, chapter 19 is a verse that begins with transcending the modes. But what did we have first in chapter 14? In verses 1 to 5, Krishna talks and he says, I am the father of all living species. And Mayadeva is the mother. Then there is a second part of the 14th chapter, and it starts by verse 5 to verse 13. And you can divide it in two parts. In fact, from verse 5 to verse 9, they are talking about the conditioning, because the internal soul, when they comes in contact with material nature, they can become conditioned in three different ways. One can become conditioned in goodness, and then we are conditioned with the qualities of knowledge and happiness. One can become conditioned in the mode of passion, and then one become conditioned to the fruits of action. There is a third conditioning, and there's the conditioning in the mode of ignorance, and then we are conditioned in madness, laziness, and sleep. When you are conditioned like that, you have some characteristics. So the modes have also certain characteristics, and they are explained in verses 10 to 13. The characteristics of the modes in goodness, the characteristic of the mode in goodness is, you are illuminated with knowledge. The characteristic of the mode of passion increases attachment, activity, and desires. And in ignorance, increases madness, illusion, and inertia. So that is already the explanation, in short, from verse 1 to 13. Then, a little the third part of the four parts of this chapter, there we can study the results of the modes, because when we leave our body in one of the three modes, we go to another destination. And this is spoken from verse 14 to 18. The results of the modes: in goodness, you go to the heavenly planets; in passion, you go to earthly planets; and in ignorance, you go to hellish places, or you arrive in animal species. Now, we are at the beginning of the fourth part of this chapter, and it starts with verse 19. And Krishna says, we can transcend these three modes of conditioning of the material nature, and one who transcends these modes of nature has understood the goal of life and engages in undeviating devotional service to the Lord, and at once transcends the modes of nature and attains Brahman. So, this is the fourth part of this chapter, and we start with verse 19. I will read the Sanskrit. Nanyam gunbaya karta ram. Nanyam gunibhaya kartaram yada drashta nupasyati gunibhayas cha param veti madbhavam so dikochati. I will repeat it. Nayam gunibhayam kartaram yada drashta nupasyati Gunebhya sa param veti madbhavam so digachati. Nayam gunabhya kartaram yada drashtya nupashyati gunabhyascham param veti madbhavagam so dijachati. Translation: Now, anyam, other, gunabhya, then the qualities, kartaram, performer, yada, when, drashta, asir, anupashyati, sees properly, kunibaya, the modes of nature, cha, and param, transcendental, viti, knows, madbhavam, to my spiritual nature, sha, he, adigachati, is promoted. Translation by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada: when one properly sees that in all activities no other performance is at work than the three modes of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Very important. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than these modes of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. purport. One can transcend all the activities of the modes of material nature simply by understanding them properly, by learning from the proper souls. The real spiritual master is Krishna, and he is imparting this spiritual knowledge to Arjuna. Similarly, it is from those who are fully in Krishna consciousness that one has to learn this science of activities in terms of the modes of nature. Otherwise, one's life will be misdirected. By the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master, a living entity can know of his spiritual position, his material body, his senses, how he is entrapped, and how he is under the spell of the material modes of nature. He is helpless, being in the grip of these modes, but when he can see his real position, then he can attain to the transcendental platform. Having the scope for spiritual life, actually the living entity is not the performer of different activities. He is forced to act because he is situated in a particular type of body, conducted by some particular mode of material nature. Unless one has the help of spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. With the association of a bona fide spiritual master, he can see his real position, and by such an understanding, he can become fixed in full Krishna consciousness. A man in Krishna consciousness, thank you, is not controlled by the spell of material modes of nature. It has already been stated in the 7th chapter that one who has surrendered to Krishna is relieved from the activities of material nature. For one who is able to see things as they are, the influence of material nature gradually ceases. So, in fact, this is the verse where we start to speak about the transcending of the three other material natures, which one I have summarized in the beginning. Now we can say, in fact, the modes of material nature are of importance for people who live still with the material consciousness. In fact, my spiritual master said, you can see the Bhagavad Gita as a kind of mirror, where you can look inside and you can see where you are in the mirror of the Vedic knowledge. And in fact, it's always dangerous to judge other people. It's even not good, but we have to use this mirror for ourselves. And normally, when everything goes theoretically fine, this morning also Mahendra told, normally when you start to do devotional service, the spiritual master takes all your karma, and it is not more applicable when you start to do full devotional service. But we can still see some remnants in our behavior. And the modes of material nature are always in competition to gain, and sometimes we see in our behavior still some remnants of the mode of ignorance, when we are a little bit lazy. When they ask us to do some service, we say no, we find an excuse. Sometimes some people are still too much attached to some things, to material things. They try to possess more than is really necessary, then you see still some remnants of the mode of passion. When you are in goodness, at least this is the mode where we have to be always, at least in devotional service, and best we are situated in transcendence above this mode, and normally we should be there, but theory and practice are different things. We reach this level normally after some years. And in the next verses, Arjuna will ask, what are the symptoms then of a man who is in the transcendental mode of nature? You could say, when you see it in colors, you could say the mode of ignorance is a blue color, the mode of passion is a red color, the mode of goodness is a yellow color. And to give a color to the mode in the transcendental mode, I should say, orange is the clothes of a sannyas. He has to be constantly in the transcendental mode. So you see in practice that it takes sometimes 20, 30 years before you can wear these clothes and be constantly in the transcendental mode. Arjuna asked in the next verse, when the embodied being is able to transcend these three modes associated with the material mode, he can become verse 20 is just a repetition of verse 2 in the beginning. Krishna says again, when the embodied being is able to transcend these three modes associated with the material body, he can become free from birth, death, old age, and their distresses, and can enjoy nectar even in this life. So, when we are on the transcendental platform, it gives us happiness, and we don't have to wait until we leave our body. We can enjoy the happiness of the transcendental mode. Arjuna inquires further, can you give me how these people behave? And Krishna will reply these questions in text 22 and 25. And at the end of the chapter, in verse 27, it is explained that I am the basic of the impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal. And it is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. In fact, when you resume the whole chapter, when you are not aware of the fact that only the modes are acting, and that we are never the performer of anything, that it is just a quality of the modes that you came in contact with, and that your soul is just inside a body with a certain mixture of the three different modes, then you have a higher vision, and you can see everybody as a soul, but one soul is more contaminated than the other. And sometimes when people in the guided tour ask about that, about the different natures of people, then I give a simple explanation then, and I hope that they understand it. I said, when I was young, and in Christianity, they give the example of the soul. It was like a rope, and a rope or a spaghetti, let's say like that. And when you have a child soul, it is a white spaghetti, and the child is always happy and playing. They say, until the age of 7 years, you are still connected with heaven. You have still not, you didn't have the ability to do sins in this life. But when you become more adult and you become mixed with the other modes, all the different characteristics that we can see of the people is that above the spaghetti you can mix with different sources, and what you see of different people are different colors, and the source of ignorance should be blue, the source of passion should be red, and the source of goodness should be yellow. And what is the goal of bhakti? In fact, with the Maha Mantra, when we chant the Maha Mantra, it dilutes all the different sources, and you become again an adult soul that starts to eliminate. And the whole process that we follow is that after some times everybody can see the real qualities of the soul. And the real qualities of the soul, there are 24 or 26 qualities a devotee can reach, and that's the whole purpose of our process. And here in verse 90 we start to say, when one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than these three modes of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. That's in fact the goal of life. And this is a big add, that you can look to the world with this knowledge. And Krishna says, when you see everything like this, you can become more peaceful. You see that it are the modes who are acting. And when you give knowledge to the people and the mantra and the process, everybody can become a happy soul, even in this life. And then Krishna says, when you leave your body in such a consciousness, you have the same qualities as I have. You can come to me, and you can live in the spiritual world, and is finished with the material disease of birth, old age, disease, and death. I think this is a resume of the whole chapter, and I started here with verse 19, and in further verses we have more specific symptoms of persons who transcended already the three modes of nature and who are on the transcendental platform. That is what I had to say about this. If there are questions or suggestions, or you can say or can improve all this, I am ready to hear.
I understand that maybe to elevate the devotees' karma doesn't apply, because it maybe is probably definitely doing it with the karma, this karma, say, from the devotees. For example, like that, how would we
I repeated a little bit what I heard this morning in the class, and they said karma acts specifically, I said, in theory, until the time that you become really initiated. Then the spiritual master takes your karma. And will you follow all the rules and regulation? In theory, you are loose, you lost your karma. And then, he said, Krishna gives you the lessons that you still have to learn, to evolve, to, I don't know all the name, the specific names of the who he was telling, specific levels, yeah, different stages, I don't know. All this, but I can understand, and when you are initiated, you feel a big relief, and when you follow then the rules, then you can stay in a more elevated position, transcendental position, maybe, and still things are working, but it are more personal lessons, if I understand good. Mahendra is, said this morning. That is what I understood from this lesson. So, and it is a mixture. And you have to stay on that level. Otherwise, when you do faults, insult other devotees, and you misbehave, yes, then you make again karma. That is what I understand. And but still, the lessons that Krishna will teach you are there, but it is not longer the cause is not longer your karma. That I understood from this morning. Before it was also not clear for me, and I took it this morning from the lessons, and that is what I understood. And that is in fact initiation. Spiritual master takes all your karma. You are not finished. You have to be very careful that you don't make karma. Stay with your rules. Stay. Don't make offenses to nobody. And then you can stay like that. And there are still other lessons to learn, to elevate to higher levels of consciousness. Is the beginning, and the end is maybe after 30 or 40 years. That is what I understood about this, and my understanding about chapter 40 became clearer also this morning. And now I have to had 2 hours to go quick to it and to have an idea. That is my realization for the moment. Thank you very much to give me the opportunity. When you have to speak, you have to read your books also a little bit deeper. Yeah. And in 2 hours, I just had 2 hours to prepare a little bit. And I did my best. Yeah. Thank you. I can repeat the whole thing for the same price.
Thank you.
also interesting that we are halfway, more than halfway to the book. So it's quite difficult to understand how she knows where it comes from.
What can you repeat it, please?
The meaning of the form actions, so it doesn't mean
In fact, you can say it in a simple way like that. We the soul, you can say a child. When you have an innocent child and it has it does nothing, is still a child. I give a simple explanation. And the child will associate with three different kind of friends. One who is a little bit, three total different kinds of friends. And he stays there for 1 year. One lives in the jungle and he behaves like a wild child, and the other is I'm thinking of another example, and the other child goes to school, goes to the temple, to all these things, and the second child is just playing football. And you, the innocent child, goes for 1 year with that child. How will he behave after 1 year? He will behave like the friend who is playing all the time with. And you can say the friend is an expression of a mode of ignorance, passion, or goodness. And you have to associate with something. And that something is the force. And you are the driver in the seat of that force. There's an explanation. And you associate with something and you become like where you associate with, and you can divide it in three big groups, and that is called the modes of material nature, and we are the passenger, and we are born, our parents have certain natures acquired, so we are born by parents who have a certain with certain characteristics, that were the level that we were in our previous life, and we can start from that level that we reached in our previous life. When we are born in a very high family in India who lives with Vedic standards and so on, that is just to prove that we ended our previous life at that level, and we can still go further. It are other names, in fact, of the three. They call it gunas of modes, so I cannot explain it better. And you are passenger or witness of the whole situation, and you become like that. You can say three pots with colors, and when you fall in the red color, you behave passionate. Fall in the blue color, you behave in ignorance, and you fall in the yellow color, you behave in goodness. But in fact, you know, with the dissolvent, you take it out, and this is the Maha Mantra, and you see after that your soul again with all the characteristics of a soul, happiness, knowledge, all this. This is just the goal of life, to become again a pure soul. That's a process that we follow. And then you see a saintly person. We are all saints, but even a dog can become a saint, but it will take a longer time. It needs more lives and things like that. And it is the color that we see with our vision, with our eyes. When they speak, they will speak in another way. All the characteristics that we see, but transcendental person say, yes, he needs a little bit more time to develop the same, the high spirit, the qualities of the soul. I see it like that, in simple words, to explain it like that. You are all the same parts and parcels of Krishna, but some are in a deeper pot or in with other colors, with bad habits, and other are already a little bit more elevated. But it's the soul that is colored because it came in contact with material nature, and it can take years or lives. Or we have eternity to go down or to go up. It's up to us. And when we become, when we can associate with people with knowledge, they can explain it to us. Otherwise, without all this knowledge, you can even not understand all the behaviors and why some people act like that and other like that. It is, you need to be enlightened for Krishna, by Krishna. Otherwise, you can even not understand. Most people, without this knowledge from the Vedas, your life is very complicated and you cannot understand a clue of it. What's the meaning of it? What's the purpose? When you ask to the people who come here, what's the purpose of life, you think everybody in Belgium thinks that is to become rich, to become famous, to become all these things. Nobody thinks that he has to become a servant of God. But it's in this God gives the knowledge. And when you know that, then you start to see. By listening, you start to see. Most people only trust their eyes. I cannot see, it is not true. And I say, you can see nothing behind you. Nothing is true behind you. You see nothing behind you. But the ears are more performant, and we can receive higher knowledge with the ears. And then when we apply it, we can see it in our life. And the only thing we can change in the world is ourselves. So be the change that is, take the knowledge and apply it to yourself, and the world is changed for 1/7 billion part, 7 billion, that is our power that we have. And then we can influence other people who see, oh, he changed, maybe he became happy, maybe his process works, I will do the same. And then there's the change. Prabhupada changed, in my humble opinion, already 150,000 people who are initiated. I heard this big change, become initiated, so he already changed the life of millions and millions of people with his own change, with his own behavior, and we can be part of that change. We have to change first ourselves, and then there's the change in the world that we can make. That is the process that Krishna gives to us. So the better we apply it, the more illuminated the world will become. Is it a little answer to your big question? It takes years to understand it. I heard it today. There were two interesting people in the guided tour, and one man did already 30 years of yoga, and he said, the teacher said already for 20 years the same thing, but some things I understand now, I begin to understand, and he repeated already 20 years. When the time is ready, I can understand it. And it's with everybody. And I set the example when a speaker gives a teaching and there are 50 students, they all take informations at their level. When he speaks, in fact, he speaks 1 minute for every student, and everybody takes what he can take at that moment. When it's too early, you cannot take it. When you know it already, it's a refreshment of what you know already. And that is life. You can only take where you are ready for. And you know, therefore, we have to repeat and repeat and repeat again. I see it in practice also with my wife. Already talk 10 years like that, and I see little change in understanding. When you ask, explain it to me, then you see the realization, and I repeated it already 10 years. There is advancement, but sometimes it's slow. Eternity is a very long time, and a lifetime is very short, so we may not lose time to be as quick as possible out of the place of misery. So, thank you very much. Thank you.